Donna, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It was just great. I know you're going to help so many people, and you bring such a unique perspective to the book. In the book, you talked about the fact that you have worked with the TV and the media. What do you think is the one word you would use to describe dealing with TV shows and or the news outlets?
Maybe. Maybe is the word I would use. Maybe your story is appear in print. Maybe it won't. Maybe you get somebody that is really empathic. Maybe you get somebody that is trying to exploit you. You have to be really wise about it, because everybody is not going to have the best motives when they do your story. And sometimes you can talk for hours to an interviewer, New York Times or CNN, and they'll use one sentence of that two-hour interview, maybe. But it's worth it, but you just need to understand that maybe it'll be in print. Maybe it'll take a year. My story took, in this one magazine, it took a year. And in another instance, it took 7 years before somebody wanted to do a full-fledged, in-depth interview. So,
in dealing with those struggles of the media and the maybes that do occur, what has been the most rewarding opportunity you've had to speak out?
It changes people. When people, when they hear about it, number one, the people that, most of the people that are reasonable, they are shocked. They are so stunned that this could happen, especially a clergy. And it educates people. A lot of people in the media, I've had much more positive experiences than negative. They are really, really trying to understand. The more that you speak out, especially abuse of women who are raped by therapists and counselors, it's going to take more time to educate the public. Like, it took a long time for people to even care about the Catholic crisis. The more you talk about it, the more people will say, oh, my God, because when somebody's raped as a child, they have to go to a therapist. Now, what if your therapist is Reverend Rapist or, you know, Dr. Rapist? So you have to be careful. So that's the great thing about speaking out, is that it makes people aware, and when they're aware, it helps them be informed about who they're looking for help to recover. And also, you make the people that are out there that are unsavory and predators, it deters them that, you know what, not in this state. And that has helped, because a lot of people have wanted to, there's like 23 states now that have made enacted criminal laws against therapists who rape their patients. So it's that's probably been the most rewarding thing, is helping people. Judy Herman talks about making your pain a gift to people. And so probably the media has such access to so many people. You can take something that was negative and you can make it a gift to people, so that, you know, the social order is upset when people are raped and when they are violated. And then when you speak out, when the media works with us to speak out, to show the images, to read the books, then the social order is put back, and we start taking back and saying, this is the way relationships with men and women need to be.
And you mentioned in that process a lot about the legislative process, like you just said, in 23 states now. How would you precisely recommend somebody to get involved in the legislative process of making legal changes within their state?
Look at, first look at, if you can go on like www.advocateweb.org, and you can, they'll list the states that have laws. And then if you live in a state that doesn't have a law, you read your law, the state law, for, and it would, you would be looking for criminal sexual conduct under that code you would be looking for. And the second thing is that you write your legislator, and he may say, oh, no, you know, we do have a law. But what happens is that if it's not spelled out that who's under that law, for example, our state has under that law defines who the therapist is, what type of therapy they're doing. So it says a person licensed in this state, and then you have to spell out what that is. So the first thing to do is to contact your state legislator, and then talk to him. I met with my legislator at a coffee shop. I had our state's law, and we sat down and we looked at it, and I told him I had some examples of other states that had tighter laws that were specific, so that you can deal with who is counseling, whether it's social workers, counselors, therapists, and many of them include clergy. And so you have to call your legislator and give them examples, do the work, give them examples of other states that have that, and you can get that off of Advocate Web, and then get the process rolling. And then you want to get stakeholders like women's coalitions and psychological associations and counseling associations to get on board with you, because you're going to have people that are going to try to block it. And these coalitions can put you in contact with survivors who want to testify. It really is a great process to change legislation because, again, you're taking something. After I had done it, there was a media person who came to me and they said, you know, this law is, and when I testified, I said, this law is not going to help me because it wasn't retroactive, but it's going to keep other people from being harmed. And that's a great feeling to know that you can, you're, in fact, the first time someone was prosecuted in my state for a therapist for abusing, the victim had contacted me. And in talking, she found out that I was the one that was responsible for getting that law passed. And so that's a great feeling because then she had justice in a way that I wasn't. The person belonged in jail, but I couldn't put him in jail because the law was just, I mean, any criminal defense lawyer could have drove a Mack truck through it. So you needed to be specifically spelled out to include clergy in a definition, and also you want to get something on there that says 2 years after termination, because a lot of people who abuse people will say, well, you know, therapy was over, and that's just hogwash. And so you want to be specific about the loopholes, and you want to get with coalitions, but the very first step is first look at Advocate Web and see if your state is on there, and then if it's not, then contact your state legislator. And that's the person that's living near you, your state representative, and he's living in your district. And you contact him, and you get the ball rolling from there.
That's wonderful advice, and thank you so much, because clearly the work that you've done, speaking out, getting involved in the legislature, and the lives you've already affected, and you know it, it's just awesome. And thank you for doing that in this book and on the CD. I know you're going to touch that many more lives. And so thank you so much for everything you've done, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was great being here. Great doing the project, too.